bear. Children of America, today you will find out Chief Thunderthud is right. You'll hear the story of the brave Chief Bungathud and see why Thunderthud owns Bootyville Park, why he can sell the park to me, Sandy McTavish, for a kipper factory. Some of ye have not been on our side. Are ye with me now?
No.
Well, I see you're not. You're still on the side of Howdy Doody and Buffalo Bar. You're stubborn there, Bear.
Say, kids, what time is it? Yes, sir. Well, kids here in the peanut gallery, kids in New Orleans, Louisiana, and kids all over America, let's go! What is Grandpa Doody going to have to say? You see, he spent all night studying our book of history to settle once and for all the answer to our mystery. Does the Doodyville Park belong to Doodyville, or does it belong to Chief Thunderthud so he can sell it to Sandy McTavish?
Oh, that is the... It's got to belong to us, Dr.
Well, Tim. Well, hello, Tim. Oh, Tim, Harry. Well, Stan, you know, he's never been here before and forgot to say hi to the boys and girls.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm sorry. I only forgot because I'm so nervous, Dr. Singleton.
Oh,
Singleton.
Well, don't be nervous, for goodness sake.
Everybody in Doodyville is on pins and needles.
Well, oh, you're so right, Mr. Trimble. Look at Dilly. Poor kid, his ears haven't stopped wiggling for hours.
Oh, they won't stop, won't you, dear?
Oh, Dilly, you just got to control yourself, buddy. Grab a hold of yourself.
Oh, come on. Cheer up, Tim.
Another thing, Dr. Singleton. Hey, isn't today the day Buffalo Bob gets back to Doodyville?
Well, I haven't been able to contact him on the super telescope yet, Tim.
Oh, we sure do need his help right now.
Oh, indeed we do, Tim. Yes, indeed. Will Buffalo Bob's story about who owns our park prove to be the true story, or will Chief Thunderthud? That, Tim, is the big question of the hour.
Thunderthud's story sounded true, but you can't be sure with Thunderthud, Poopsie. Why, that Indian once told me his family was in America before mine was.
Yeah, but that's true, Phineas. The Indians were the first settlers, weren't they?
Ooh, nonsense. Mm-hmm. The first Blusters invited the Indians to drop in for a visit. And they stayed safe. Why are you so nervous?
Not for the same reason you are.
Phineas is never nervous. Never. Absolutely, I have nerves of iron.
Well, then how come you're not wearing that tam o' shanter?
Because I... I can't let the McTavish see me without my Scotch hat. He'll guess I'm only pretending to be a Scotchman. Where is it?
Oh, Clarabelle. Now listen here, Clarabelle. You've got to do something to take our minds off that history book, Clarabelle. Anything. Can you play your trombone? Huh? Oh, try, Clarabelle.
Chief White Knotchman in a flipper can. I mean, Chief Kipper Watchman in a flight man. I mean, Notch Whiteman in a flipper can. I guess I'm sort of nervous after all. Oh, here he comes, kids. Grandpa. Everybody, look.
Yes, sir.
Here comes Grandpa Doody.
What is it?
Hey, now, will you all be still, please?
All right, Grandpa.
Much better.
Tell it.
Now, sit down. You all make me nervous.
Oh,
okay, Grandpa. Okay.
Come on, tell us.
I'll start right here at the beginning. Now, the question is, what really happened at the Battle of Dootyville?
That's right.
Was Chief Bongothud a warrior or a water boy?
Yes.
And was Colonel Smythe brave or was he a coward?
Oh.
Well, it was really like this. Now the redcoats outnumbered us 10-1.
And that's for Ben Franklin. And take that for Betsy Ross.
Oh, and take him this. For a Pocahontas.
Very good.
Stop! Stop! We give up! We give up! Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
They're giving up.
We win them.
Yes.
All right, buddy. Send a soldier with your sword, General.
And send him your Tommy Hawk, too.
Yeah, send it. No, Bongothud. The General doesn't use a Tommy Hawk.
Oh, but his latest weapon.
No. Bongothud.
What that?
This day will certainly live in history.
Ah.
You were very, very brave.
Now, Bonga, you. He's brave, too.
Well, it was nothing really, Bongothud. You know, the Arachnids have been so brave that I here and now give you the north side of this battlefield.
Oh, well, what about him south side?
Oh, well, this is the south side, you see.
And
this will be a park for Dootyville.
Ah.
May all the settlers and the Arachnids always live in peace as long as this cannon sits here in Dootyville.
And that's how it all really happened. According to the Dootyville History Book, Chapter 39, page 248, paragraph 3.
So, Chief Bongothud was brave.
Yes, and Colonel Smythe was brave, too.
Well, they both were.
Yes.
Well, you're both right. Yeah, fellas, the settlers and the Indians won the battle together.
Well, yeah, but what about the park, Grandpa?
Yeah, what about the park?
Well, this park belongs to all the people.
Oh.
There'll be no kipper plant here.
Oh, I couldn't build it on the north part of the park. Is that what you mean to say, Mark?
Well, that's up to Thunderstone. His tent and Bluster's house stand on the north part.
You mean Thunderbud sells to McTavish? He'll be selling Bluster's house and his own tent?
That's exactly right.
What's that? Me, didn't you see Bluster sell my house? Never. Fiddly-dee the whole idea. No matter what Thunderbud says, the deal is off.
Well, that's it, everybody. Phineas speaks for Thunderbud, so it's all settled, and howdy doody wins! Ha ha ha! Howdy doody wins!
Oh, we've got a new kid.
There'll be no kid for Thunderbud.
Grandpa Duty and the history book. Yes, sir, and all the great, 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 great grandfathers were brave, weren't they?
Yes,
sir. So now, right after the movie, we'll have a little talk with Sandy and the captain and the inspector. And remember, kids, how they were all against us? Yes, sir. So we'll want a word with Bluster, too. But first, you want to see an old-time movie?
Yeah!
Good day, kids. Carvel. Carb, I'll run into the circus tent and get the super telescope. Will you please? What? He says he won't need it. Well, I'll let you, Carvel. You brought the movie up. You played the trombone for it. You... Tell us, clown, however are you going to produce the old-time movie today? You got it in your box. Oh, now don't be such a silly clown. How could a movie be in a box?
But,
let's see now. Here's your Wiggletta. What else you got in there? Oh, here's a yo-yo. But, well, Clarabelle, the box is empty. That's all there is. But, look closer. Well, let's see. I'm looking as close as I can look. I don't see anything. It's an empty bottom of your box. Oh, kid, look. See,
did it! For goodness sake, that's wonderful, Clarabelle. Here's your yo-yo. Yes, sir, kids, this is all about a family getting their photograph taken. And this is Harry Langdon. And oh, look at the little boy, the son. He climbed into the camera. Now, come on, Sonny. If you don't get out of here, I'm going to spank you a little. Whoa. And that's the dog that belongs to the family. He was getting in the picture, too. Harry had asked the father to hold the light on. And then, oh, there must be a short circuit somewhere. Whoa. Look out, Harry. So he sees Pop over there and turns the switch on. Oh, it was an accident, sir. It was short in the... Now, be careful. Lady, allow me to help you out. Oh, how dare you pick her up? I will pick her up, not you. So she gets angry and takes a swipe at Harry and by accident hits her husband. Oh! Uh-oh. So Harry gets an idea. For some gentle fun, because he hates to spank the little boy himself, so he's going to let his own mother spank him a little. Because one mustn't be naughty, and he's been very naughty, and that's a howdy-doody job, being naughty. All right, Harry, that's enough. So Harry is also a sheriff. See, he's a photographer in the town, and he's also a shepherd. Oh! He sees a runaway horse. So Harry goes, oh, my. Oh, dear. I've got to do something about this. So I shall jump into my trusty automobile, and I shall rescue them. So he drives up, and he says, well, I'll shut this gate, and then they'll probably stop. Stop, horse. Stop, stop, stop. Oh, right over the fence. Throws the gate open. Gets in his car. Oh, the gate closed. He went right. Oh, look at the car jump over the head. Ah, so now we have two people on one horse. So Harry drives ahead. Says, I will park my car and stop them. And oops, he jumps right over. Oh, and look at the horseshoe mark on him. So Harry has a new idea, and he lasses. Oops, they seem to be in pretty good shape. So he tries to revive her, and she seems to be fine. Go, out of my sight, away. I'll fix you, he says, I'll fix you. So Harry decides to take a picture of Marion. That was the girl on the horse. And this fellow is going to do no good. Oh, and he threw a cigar in the flashbulb powder. Started a fire, so Harry says, oh, I've got to put this out. Puts the water on. Directs it at the flames. And oh, this fellow is miserable. He cuts the hose. Oops, Harry, no water. Oh, he's having a dreadful. He's so mad he's trying to burn the place down. Oh, that's terrible. That's so dangerous. So here's the fire department. And they're doing their calisthenics here because they have to operate the water power by pumping. Oh, that's terrible. He's trying to burn the whole place down. Oh, Harry's trying to get water, but there's no bottom in the bucket. So he throws, and nothing comes out but air. Oh, this is terrible. All right, more exercise, men. Oh, so look what he's doing. He's pouring gasoline in the water bucket. So Harry sees it and comes over and takes this water, throws it on his burning camera. And, oh, makes it worse. Oh, this is getting really tight. Help, help. So Harry runs out and yells for help. He sees the fire department. Dashes over. Take the hose. Says, men, men, pump the water. We've got to put out this fire. In he goes with the hose to put out the fire. So there is a conductor by the name of Nicholson. He's conducting the men while they pump. So Harry put out the fire, and instead he puts out that bad fellow. Help! Hurry up, Harry. Rescue her. So Harry dashes into the burning building to rescue the girl. And he carries her out. And he's in love with her. He intends to propose and marry her. So, oh, look who he's got. What a mistake. So he carries him back in. This time, he brings out the girl. He buys her. And she's so grateful that she says, I'll marry you. And so they live happily ever after. And that's the end of our old time movie for today, kids.
Howdy, folks. Repeat after me. I will be careful. I will always be careful of burning trash. I will burn brush only when it's safe to burn. And I know I can keep it under complete control. I will cooperate with the local forest fire warden and the fire department. And I will observe all fire laws and regulations. Please be careful. Remember, only you can prevent forest fire.
Oh, yeah, first thing, Jim. Look, here's a note.
It's from the Kipper crew.
From the Kipper crew?
Huh?
Well, let's see what it says.
Yeah, what's it say?
We are sorry that we tried to take away Duty Bill Park.
Oh!
And it's signed Captain Scuttlebutt.
Yeah.
Chief Thunderside.
Mm-hmm.
The Inspector.
Boy!
And Sandy McTavish.
Oh, boy!
What, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Well, what about Mr. Bluster? Well,
he was on their side, isn't he? Sorry, too?
Phineas is never sorry about anything, Tim. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Oh. Well, are you going to forgive him, Dr.
Well,
Thunderside?
I don't know.
I have an idea. Look, let's let the kids decide. Now, we'll talk to all of them and let the kids tell us whether to forgive them or not. Okay, kids?
Yes, sirree, kids. That is a great idea, Howdy, and we can put the idea to work right now because here comes Sandy McTavish. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, laddie lad.
Hi, laddie lad.
I tell you, lad.
What's that?
I came here to ask your forgiveness.
Oh.
You see, I didn't really know how much the park means to you and to the wee bear.
Well, Sandy, I will say this. Now, I don't personally hold any grudge against you. Kids, what do you think? What do you think? Would you... Well, I know Buffalo Bob would want you to forgive Sandy. What do you say? Shall we forgive him?
Yeah!
Yes, right.
Here comes Captain Scuttlebutt.
Oh, Mady, I guess you don't want to talk to an old tar who'd try to do you a trick like that, I guess.
Well, why did you do it, Captain Buddy?
Well, how do you know I just got to sail?
Huh?
Wendy and I have been docked in Dutyville Harbor for weeks now. And the Scotchman was going to let us do his fishing for him. And Howdy, fishing is sailing. But, oh, I guess the kids won't forgive me so easily.
Oh, I don't know, Captain. Kids, do we forgive the captain?
No. Oh, well, now. Oh, thank you, children.
See?
Oh, I don't deserve it. You're just too good to me.
Ah, kid, you are good. Kid, you know what? Just for that, I want to say a big thank you Thank you, Peanuts of America. Don? What have you got to say for yourself, huh?
Well, Doc, it's like this.
Yeah?
I'm a private eye, see?
Yes, I see. Go on.
Well, now, any private eye would like to be chief night watchman in the Kipper plant.
And why?
Why? Well, I'll
say... Is that better than being the police chief, protecting your friends and neighbors, keeping the peace?
Doc.
What?
Go ahead. I'm an egghead.
And?
And I'm a gimble snip.
And?
And I'm sorry.
You're sorry? You're really sorry, Inspector?
Yeah, Doc. I really am.
Good. Well, kids, do we forgive the inspector?
Yeah!
Ah, yes. Kids, Howdy and Buffalo Bob, and me, we're all proud of you because you forgave them. You forgave them all. Well, Howdy and Tim, the kids forgave everybody, so we ought to do something to celebrate. What
well,
do
I
do?
Say let's forgive them, too.
Okay. Come on, gang.
Let's forgive McTavish Burns. Let's forgive McTavish first. Oh, let's forgive McTavish first. We're very sure he's not the worst. But, Sandy, don't you do it again.
Oh, let's forgive the captain, too. Let's forgive the captain, too.
I don't deserve it,
no, I don't. Oh, let's forgive the captain, too. Though he was in the Kipper crew. But, captain, don't you do it again.
I won't, Doc. I promise you I won't.
Let's forgive Inspector John. Let's forgive Inspector John. Oh, let's forgive Inspector John, though he was the McTavish plant. But don't you do it again.
Sam, I'm with you from here on out, boy.
Okay.
Let's forgive our Indian boy.
Right.
Let's forgive our Indian boy.
Right.
For your American Red Cross and speaking for the men who were dear to us. Maybe you can't see their faces, but you know who they are. And maybe you can't go with them, but wherever they are, at home or overseas, you are there through your American Red Cross. Sometimes you are there with little things, soap, cigarettes, razor blades, toothbrushes. Sometimes you are there with big things. When a troubled boy wants counsel or needs emergency financial help, you are there to bring a little fun and a touch of home in far-off lonely places. You are there in the hospital wards, easing their pain, helping to speed them back to health and home. Yes, you are there and always are through your American Red Cross. That's what it means. That's what your membership gift does when you join the Red Cross. So answer the call, please. Join and serve and wear your Red Cross button proudly.
I'm the Blue. Now you don't see me. Blue. And now you do. I'm certainly glad to see that McTavish man go. Who knows? If he started canning fish, he might end up making Blue soup. Whoops, almost forgot. I've got a very important message. Oh, Dr. Singersong.
Well, kid, there's still no signal from a Blue Bob anywhere. You know, I just don't understand it.
Oh, Dr. Singersong.
Hey, wait a minute. Yes? Yes, who called me? Say, I thought I heard somebody call me. Oh, Dr. Singersong.
You but... did. It's the Blue.
Oh, for goodness sake, Bloop. The visible, invisible, one and indivisible Bloop. What can we do for you, my friend?
I've got a message for you, Doctor, from Howdy Doody. Here.
A message for me from Howdy, but why didn't he come and tell me himself?
I guess because he's left.
Left?
Gone away.
Gone away? Well, where? Where?
That's what the message is about.
Oh, well, let me see. Whoop, ouch. Finger got in your engine. Well, look here. There's nothing here but a lot of ink splotches and all run together. Look at
that. It was that rainstorm.
The rainstorm?
I flew through one after Howdy gave me the message. The water must have smudged the writing.
This is terrible. For goodness sake, don't you know what the message said?
Nope. Only that Howdy said the kids were in for a big surprise.
Oh, well, don't you know where Howdy went?
Nope. Only that Howdy said the kids were in for a big, gigantic surprise.
Well, don't you have any ideas about why Howdy went wherever he went?
Nope. Only that Howdy said the kids were in for a big, gigantic, wonderful surprise.
Hmm.
Whoop. I've got to be blooping along now. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
A big, gigantic, wonderful surprise. Now, kids, what do you suppose that could be? And where did Howdy disappear to all of a sudden? And why haven't we been able to tune in Buffalo Bob today? You know, kids, life in Dutyville is getting to be just one big question mark of mystery. When you hear the church bells ring this weekend, that's to remind you to enjoy one of America's great freedoms, the freedom to worship the way you wish, any place, any time. So for Howdy and me, tell Mom you'd like to go to Sunday school or to your place of worship. Mm-hmm.